Harper Audio presents Steinbrenner, The Last Lion of Baseball, by Bill Madden. Read by Karen McHugh. Copyright 2010 by Bill Madden. Production and abridgment copyright 2010 by HarperCollins Publishers. Introduction. On a cool, overcast afternoon, in early March 1992, I'd just finished having lunch in the dining room of George Steinbrenner's Bay Harbor Hotel in Tampa, where I was staying for a few days while touring the spring training camps of those Major League Baseball teams based on Florida's Gulf Coast. I'd not seen Steinbrenner since he'd been banished from baseball by Commissioner Fay Vincent in 1990. And had not spoken to him since he'd fired Lou Piniella as Yankees manager for the second time after the 1988 season. Throughout the 70s and 80s, I'd enjoyed a mostly pleasant working relationship with Steinbrenner in my capacity as a baseball writer for United Press International and then the New York Daily News, perhaps in no small part because my bosses and mentors at both places, Milton Richman at UPI and Dick Young at the News, were both legendary baseball writers and particular favorites of the forceful New York Yankees owner. During that time, he'd often solicited my opinion on player deals or manager firings he was pondering, which put me in good company with a lot of the bartenders and cab drivers in Manhattan. And while his bullying of players, other baseball execs, and writers usually left me no choice but to spank him in prison.